knocking at the door. What I knew for sure blew up in my face. I woke up on the floor. I couldn't take no more. My darkest day. But I can't lose sleep on what I cannot change. I chased the lightning, I got soaked in the rain. Danced with my demons till I couldn't see straight. Try to twist me, but I just won't break. I don't mind, I'll find a way. Ooh. Before the thrill is gone, gotta get it on and find that strength. Cause the road I chose, well, it's always close. And the highway lines make me feel so sane. I chased the lightning, I got soaked in the rain. Danced with my demons till I couldn't see straight. Try to twist me, but I just won't break. Oh my, I'm gonna find a way. Gotta find a way, find a way. Gotta find a way, gotta find a way. I chased the lightning, I got soaked in the rain. Danced with my demons till I couldn't see straight. Try to twist me, but I just won't break. I don't mind, I'll find a way. I'll find a way. I'm gonna find a way. Ooh. Your love's working me to the bone, but I still won't leave you alone. I keep bailing water and praying I flow. Your love's working me to the bone. Well, I caught myself sneaking around that weekend you left town. I found pieces of myself you tried to drown. I caught myself sneaking around. Don't know why, but since I was young, seems like I'm always saving someone. Well, now I don't sleep through the night. Nothing works as hard as I try. Cause you weep and you worry and you pick a fight. Well, now I don't sleep through the night. Don't know why, but since I was young, seems like I'm always saving someone. Girl, your love working me to the bone. I become someone I don't know. 'Cause you need more than my help, and deep down you know your love's working me to the bone. Said your love's working me to the bone. Oh, hallelujah, I'm glad we ain't met sooner. 'Cause if younger me and may younger you, we would've this up, and that's true, yeah. Thank God you were on the coast when I was searching for the man you know. I was reckless, selfish, scared. I broke things I can't repair. With your sweetness out of sight, you'd have eaten me alive. Sure it would have been exciting, fireworks fading tonight. So I sing, oh hallelujah, I'm glad we ain't met sooner. 'Cause if younger me and met younger you, we would have this up, and that's the truth, yeah. Tempers temper over time, I still recognize that fire. Don't get it twisted, girl, I love you for your flames. There must have been some cosmic plan for this liking and this realm. A little wrestle for a throne, but instead they built a home. Now they sing, oh hallelujah, I'm glad we ain't met sooner. 'Cause if younger me and me younger you, we would've this up. And if you came and I had prayed, I don't think we'd be here today. So I thank whatever's up above that made me easier to love. And I sing, oh hallelujah, I'm glad we ain't met sooner. 'Cause if younger me and me younger you, we would've this up, and that's the truth. Oh, hallelujah, I'm glad we ain't met sooner. 'Cause if younger me and me younger you, we would've this up, and that's the truth.
All right, my name's Mookie, or Mark, if you prefer, from the independent 88.5 FM, listener-supported public radio here in Southern California. Just so you know, if you want to keep the playlist going, if you want to keep the artist interviews going and all this content that we're generating, go ahead and subscribe and become a member, and you can support public radio in Southern California by going to 88.5fm.org or the app. Philip Michael Scales is here today, sweeping through SoCal for just practically a cup of coffee and a couple of visits here and there. How are you today?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing so good. We've been playing the song Find a Way on the air for weeks and weeks and weeks. So a lot of our listeners are familiar with your a little bit of your music already.
Heck yeah.
The term dive bar soul is something that really resonated with me. And now when I talk about you on the radio, I tell people that, you know, you coined the term to describe your brand of music. And can you describe it just a little bit more for us?
Absolutely. You know, I spent a lot of time in dive bars in Chicago when I was sort of like, you know, finding myself and my career and all that stuff. And so for me, it's interesting because there's a lot of blues influence in my early life. And then in my later life, there was a lot more indie rock. And so I sort of ended up in this space where it's like sort of the passion of the blues plus like the indie rock songwriting and storytelling. And so I don't know, I just called it Dive Bar Soul. It felt appropriate.
A little bit of indie rock, a little bit of soul and neo soul. I mean, it kind of explains it all right there.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, philipmichaelscales.com is the website. There's tour dates up on there. People could get the new record, Sinner Songwriter.
Sure.
Which is available right now, which is the debut full length, right?
Debut full length, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible. So originally from Detroit, right? When did you move out to Chicago?
Oof, I did college at Berkeley and Boston. And then so like probably around 2009, I went straight to Chicago. Yeah.
And then you landed in Nashville, just like so many musicians these days. I can't tell you how many musicians are moving from Southern California out to what we call 30 minutes outside of Nashville. Did you relocate there specifically for music?
Yeah, I think pretty much since I was 13, everything I did was for music, you know, specifically for music. You know, there's like, you're just going to move there for music? I was like, I'm not going to move there for a girl. I may as well move there for music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a cool town because there's so many musicians and there's so many like producers and there's so much industry there that's just like straight up music, which is really cool. So it's like, you know, you ask somebody like, oh man, I need a bass player. And they're just like, oh cool, what kind of record? I'm like, oh, like a soul record. And they're like, do you want Motown or like Stax? Because those are like four different guys.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right in the middle of it, man. That's incredible. We've heard that there's a station out there similar to 88.5 FM, and that is Lightning 100. And we've heard that they've really embraced you. You're kind of a hometown hero in Nashville. Yeah.
I love Lightning. It was just funny. I moved there 6 months before the pandemic and was able to like weasel my way into all these events and just like, not weasel, but just like show up to every event that they had. And because I remember the first night I moved to Nashville, they had like a Live on Green, which is like, you know, Gary Clark Jr. or Headline or like Margo Price or whatever. And so I just like saw it and I was like, man, I just want to be in that mix. I just want to be in the company of Leon Bridges and Gary Clark Jr. and like those kind of artists.
The new king of R&B, Leon Bridges.
Yeah, there you go. The coolest thing about Nashville to me is I've lived in a lot of towns, LA included, and there's like an ecosystem for music there. You know, you can walk into the station on, you know, a Wednesday and they have like these listening meetings and you can just like bring your music in and everyone listens to it. Everybody else brings their music in and everyone's like, okay, cool. You know, I am Philip Michael. I just moved here from Chicago. I don't know up from down. And then, you know, eventually your song gets added and then eventually like, you know, maybe you enter a competition or they ask you to play something and you know, it just kind of like starts the ball rolling there, which is really, really cool.
Well, we know that you're beloved back home in Nashville, but we are committed to breaking you here in Southern California.
Try to twist me, but I still won't break.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I'm kidding.
We're on board.
My song, Find a Way, which you can listen to on KCSN.
And I do believe that you will be providing us sort of a stripped down version of the song Find a Way in just a matter of moments from now. What other songs are you going to play for us?
I got a tune called Your Love's Working Me to the Bone. And then I've got another tune called Oh Hallelujah. So I'm pretty stoked to hear about or to play with both those songs. Yeah.
Awesome. Let's talk about your formative years a little bit, if you don't mind. Who is Uncle B?
Oh, Uncle B. So when I was born, my aunt had been close friends with B.B. King for like, I don't know, years and years and years and years. I stay out of grown folks' business. But yeah, he always called me his nephew. I always called him my uncle. And, you know, we'd talk, we'd laugh. You know, whenever he was in town, I'd go to the shows and, you know, he'd listen to my music every now and then and be like, oh, yeah, this is good. You know, keep going. And yeah, it was a really cool relationship. And, you know, my grandmother, I had no grandfathers after 9 years old. So he kind of like filled that role for me. And, you know, I miss him. I miss him a lot because, you know, my life is taking off now and in an insane way where I'm playing. You know, I've slept in my bed once this month. And, you know, I got a lot of questions I'd really like to ask, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. Be careful what you wish for. With all the success comes all of this weird stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's great. I love performing. I just got off tour with a band called Caravan Palace from Paris, France, and we were doing like House of Blueses across the country and all that stuff, and it was great. It was a lot of fun. But like, you know, for that 30 minutes you're on stage, you know, there's like 6 hours of driving and setting up your merch and loading in and loading out and finding food and trying to find a hotel and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, it's a great, 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 great life, but it's also just like a lot of behind the scenes work that a lot of people don't see, especially when you do it by yourself.
How are you able to navigate through the pandemic? Were you doing any online content or performances? And how good did it feel to finally get back on a stage for the first time in a long time?
You know, I was on, I have a college, I do some college shows, and I was grateful enough to have a couple, you know, fortunate enough to have some college shows, and that was really cool. And I did like home shows, and I didn't know how to use like, you know, an SLR. I had a DSLR. I had no clue how to use it, but I figured it out because I had a lot of time. And I was able to do some of those shows, and they started feeling really good. I finally got into the rhythm of it, but there's nothing that compares to getting back out here and, you know, seeing half of people's faces and performing and all that stuff.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's electric. I'm still a little apprehensive to get out to the clubs, but I'm just itching to get out there, you know.
Absolutely.
Can't wait. Yeah. So early on, you know, speaking of like Uncle B and stuff like that, were you getting acclimated to just live music as a kid? Like, were you able to hang out backstage or?
Yeah, I remember I hung out backstage a couple times, and I remember I was in Boston and like I was back there with the band, and you know, and just it was wild. It was wild to hear, you know, the same kind of stuff being, I mean, I was in college, but you know, same kind of green room antics and same kind of, you know, stuff. So yeah, it was really cool to be around, and I found music, you know, on my own too, not my own, but you know, it was interesting because he played blues, and so I knew when I started playing guitar, I was like, well, I'm not that virtuoso, dude. And I didn't feel like I could find my like story in the blues just yet. So I went the other direction and went like rock and roll songwriting and all that stuff. So I was listening to a whole bunch of emo, a whole bunch of all that other stuff. So I was going to tons and tons and tons of shows as a kid as well. And so it's kind of like a prodigal son thing. You know, I kind of went like all the way out and around and back.
It had been said, you know, I read on the internet that you felt maybe that you didn't want to just be pigeonholed as a blues artist, and you felt like it was kind of limiting as far as you being able to tell your story. But now I believe, I don't know, you could correct me, but as you've grown as a musician and songwriter, you found a way to incorporate the blues a little bit in your brand of music.
Yeah, I think it's more of a hat tip than anything else. You know, like I think that in general, you know, a lot of people will say like, oh, you know, like I still haven't written a blues song. I have a song called What Will They Say When They Put Me in My Grave. But that's about as bluesy as I get, and it still has a chorus, and it still has, you know, all these other sort of pieces of it. So I would always say, like, I'm kind of blues adjacent and sort of, like, influenced by the blues and influenced by the sort of call and response element of the blues. But, yeah, I think also, too, you know, as you get older, as you get heavier, your life gets heavier, and you realize that there is the, you know, the racial politics of it and the politics and just being broke and really having your heart broken in a way that's, like, you know...
Yeah.
True. You know, when you're a kid, you're like, I got the blues. And they're like, shut up. No, you don't.
Yeah. What do you make of guys like Kingfish?
Kingfish is cool. Kingfish is a really cool cat. You know, like I think that Kingfish and, you know, Kingfish is really keeping the blues a lot, like that style of blues alive.
Even though he's a young cat.
Yeah.
It seems like he's wise beyond his years. He came up to the studio wearing a Biggie Smalls t-shirt.
Yeah.
And perform for us in like a trio configuration. And it was just such a memorable three song set live in studio. It was pretty cool. If people do enough digging, they could find that online right now. Real quick before we get into the performance, It had been said that someone in your camp was, I don't know, driving around SoCal. Oh, no, it was actually a producer at the Ellen Show.
Yeah.
Was driving around SoCal, heard your song Find a Way on our radio station. All of a sudden, you've been booked for Ellen.
Yeah.
And by the time this interview airs, I think that performance will be out in the world. Again, if people want to do enough digging, they'll find the Ellen performance. What was that experience like?
Man, I was in D.C. and I was in, I had a videographer on the road with me for a little while, and we had stopped, he was from D.C., so we stopped at his place to dump some stuff off a hard drive, and I took a phone call in the bathroom. It was like three calls in a row, and I was like, oh, geez. And then it was just like, yeah, Ellen stumbled upon your song. I was like, I'm sorry, what? And then, yeah, all of a sudden, they were just like, yeah, we want you in, and we want your song, and I was like, all right, cool. And then, sure enough, it was confirmed, and then all of a sudden, I was on the lot, and I played Ellen.
Cool.
Yeah, man, it was super crazy and was super great experience. So, you know, just speaks to the power of, you know, radio. It speaks to the power of, you know, good people and surrounding yourself with the good people and people liking new music. You know, that's the cool thing. Like, no matter how high you get, I think at the end of the day, people still want to hear new, cool, innovative music. And every now and then, a guy like me sneaks their way into the fray without $1 billion behind them.
So was that a full band performance or a stripped down thing like you're doing for us today?
That was a full band performance. Yeah, the guys couldn't make it today.
Fantastic. I can't wait to see that, man. You said you studied at Berkeley. Are you a multi-instrumentalist or you went there just to focus on guitar?
I studied business, actually. So my principal instrument was guitar, and then I studied music business. It was wild because it was that in between time where like there were five DIY musician books, and you know they're like, when you get $1 million guarantee, and I was like, but what about when you're in a van by yourself? And I'm sure things have changed a lot, but yeah, I studied business, and then I also principaled guitar. And I just met some of my best friends. Three of the dudes on stage I actually went to Berkeley with, you know. So, yeah, it's been a cool experience. I really enjoyed it.
That's cool. Last question. You're kind of a broadcaster now. And how long is this, the Company You Keep podcast been going on? And who are some of the guests that you've had so far?
Man, I've been doing the Company You Keep for a couple of years now. It started because I was touring a lot in my car, as I do, solo by myself. And sometimes music just doesn't cut it. Like sometimes, like when you're on a 7-hour drive, like it doesn't pass the time. So I started listening to a lot of podcasts, and I just really enjoyed those conversations. So now I just try to have guests on who I do it in seasons because I'm so busy nowadays that I like, all right, I'll drop a season and then we'll do, you know, 12 episodes, 10 episodes. But yeah, recently I had Carl Clement Hopkins, who's he was Burr in Hamilton. I had Wallace Smith, who was Hercules Mulligan in Chicago's one. I had an old interview with Michael B, who was on it. Kashana Armstrong is a great singer-songwriter from from Nashville. So I've had a bunch of different people on it, but I love it. I love it. It's a lot of work, audio editing and broadcasting. But you know, I think at the end of the day, if my story or my friend's story can help inspire others, like, you know, we all win.
Yeah. So cool that anyone could just be a podcaster these days. And it's so cool. It's certainly encouraged. Again, philipmichaelscales.com is the website. We love your brand of dive bar soul. I'm going to tell our listeners all about that, you know, as we play your music in the future. It's a pleasure to meet you, man. And hopefully, God willing, next time I'll be able to be in the same room with you.
Yeah, Mookie. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate you guys taking the chance on me and sharing my music.